Hello, everybody. I'm Sean, and welcome back to the Croc Time Podcast, delivering weekly updates on markets and geopolitics, providing you with valuable insights and unique perspectives on events and trends shaping the world. In today's episode, we will be talking about a few recent developments that have characterized Western Africa in the past few weeks. We'll firstly talk about a recent Ghana Parliament bill against the LGBT community. We'll then talk about the situation within ECOWAS. We'll then delve into Chad and its recent political and military developments. At the end, we'll discuss about Senegal and try to understand what is going on with their presidential elections. Ready? Great. So let's cut to the chase. Let's get a few basics out of the way. Western Africa is the poorest region in the entire world. It suffers from a confluence of challenges, and if you want to find out more, I highly recommend the 5-episode series on African coups of the podcast. These past few weeks have been really busy for the entire world, but Western African news rarely makes headlines. In reality, a lot has been happening there. So let's start things off by talking about Ghana's new parliament bill. Ghana's parliament in February 2024 passed a law under which people can be jailed for 3 years if they say they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The new law also criminalizes forming or funding LGBT groups or calling for gay rights. This echoes a similar law that was passed just last year in Uganda. Uganda then saw a wave of sanctions from the US and Europe. It is widely expected that the situation in Ghana will follow suit, hitting its already weak economy. The US government has recently said that if Ghana passes the bill, sanctions will very likely be applied. However, the main difference between Ghana and Uganda is that Ghana is a stable and relatively successful democracy in Western Africa. On the other hand, Uganda has been a family dictatorship since 1986. Ghana is also facing presidential elections later in December of 2024. It might just be that the incumbent party, led by current President Nana Akufo-Addo, is looking to win over more conservative people from the country with the new bill. But the new bill does also have some economic risks attached. In fact, Ghana defaulted on its external debt in 2022. Its negotiating power in debt restructuring negotiations with the World Bank or IMF could be at risk, as these institutions also consider this type of legislation. However, Ghana's president has recently said that he will not sign into law the bill until the Supreme Court has ruled on whether it violates constitutional rights. I guess we'll wait and see how it proceeds. Another event in the region regards ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States. This economic organization has been severely challenged in recent years. As military coups have taken over the governments in Guinea, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, which are all members of ECOWAS, the group has struggled to confront and deal with these new administrations. The response from ECOWAS has been to isolate the military rulers that have taken power. This has only pushed these countries closer together and closer to Russia and other alternative allies. France's military was kicked out from one country after the other as a wave of instability grips these countries. ECOWAS's strategy has clearly failed, and they seem to have realized this. In fact, they recently lifted economic sanctions and border closures on Niger. Niger was the most recent country in the region that has seen a military coup. In August of 2023, democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum was imprisoned and the presidential guard took power under Omar Tchani. This sudden and complete reversal in policy from ECOWAS is unprecedented. It also comes right after Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali jointly decided to leave the bloc. This recent move by ECOWAS is clearly aimed at keeping the 15-member West African bloc together. While this is an interesting development, I wouldn't expect too much from either ECOWAS or the new military regimes. The new military rulers have completely different agendas compared to other Western African countries. So while tensions between the two groups has decreased for now, I don't really expect a complete change in direction, tactics, or strategy. Their differences are insurmountable. Another event that happened in the region at the beginning of 2024 concerns Chad. The country had lost its autocratic leader, Idriss Déby, in April 2021 when he was killed while fighting on the front line against rebels. Since then, his son, Mahatma Déby, has taken over, although his rule hasn't been as firm as his father's. The country will finally see presidential elections in 2024, and the young Déby is certainly looking to cement his power. A few weeks ago, heavy gunfire erupted in the country's capital city, N'Djamena. It left the main opposition rival dead. The headquarters of the main opposition political party were raided and then demolished, while several of its members were arrested. This practically means that the elections in May of this year will have zero credibility. President Déby seems to be taking out any possible opposition. The president's cousin, Dillo, who was planning on running in the election, was also recently executed. Internet services throughout the country have been cut for weeks, and the crackdown has continued. Securing a favorable outcome in the election is the only way for Déby to maintain power and continue the family dictatorship. While the younger Déby does have Western support with notable French backing, in recent years the region has turned its back against the West. Will Déby be able to firmly hold on to power? Or will a military coup change administration as has happened in neighboring countries? We will see and find out. The final event for this episode concerns Senegal and its presidential elections. Another one of the few stable democracies in the region has been experiencing some turbulence. In fact, Senegal has largely avoided civil wars and coups and has a long history of largely peaceful and democratic transitions of power. But in February 2024, the country's president, Macky Sall, postponed the presidential elections that were supposed to be held the same month. Repression against the opposition has ramped up. One presidential candidate was arrested while protesting, and several of the same party's members of parliament were also arrested. In January of this year, the country's constitutional council barred Ousmane Sonko, the leading opposition candidate, from participating in the election. The council also blocked Karim Wade, the son of a former president, from running. Mr. Sall claims to be defending democracy, but during his term, freedom has taken a backslide and its democracy is in danger. But one recent news seems to have helped decrease fears. In fact, the very same Constitutional Council that has blocked opposition parties has very recently declared that elections should be held on March 24th and that the proposal to postpone the elections was unconstitutional. Let's hope and pray that Senegal's democracy can stay on its own two feet. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Croc Time. Please leave a review and follow me wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll be back next time with more insightful research.